This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are your headlines before you head out. Blue Jays won Game 5 of the World Series last night, 6-1. So now they're up in the series, 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow. Going across the border for this one. First pitch is set for 8 o'clock. The Hawks beat the Nets last night in Brooklyn, 117-112. However, Trae Young left the game with a sprained right knee. They're going to play again tomorrow night in Indiana against the Pacers. Pregame is set for 6:30 here on 92.9 The Game. The Lions signed Aiden Hutchinson to a 4-year, $180 million extension. 141 of that is guaranteed. And Lamar Jackson makes his return tonight as the Ravens take on the Dolphins in Miami for Thursday night football.
Scary stuff with Trey. It looked really bad, real quick, and
yeah.
They have said that it's not. They don't think it's an ACL, but they're gonna do
imaging.
MRI.
Yeah,
I'm very worried.
Will we hear today?
I think you could hear. I keep thinking today's Friday for some reason. I think you could hear. Probably by tomorrow morning, maybe tonight, but I'm not sure.
I'm curious to get Dylan's take on this too. What's the long term plan? Like, if Trey is to miss a month, what's the long term plan at that spot? In your opinion, what's the best option?
Keaton Wallace is really all you got. I mean, Dyson will take over. I think Dyson probably. I don't know. They probably just start Keaton. If I'm honest,
that's crazy.
I know it sounds
that's crazy.
Because if you remember last year, Dyson took over a majority of that role.
Right.
He took over big help into that role. So maybe that's something they go to. But honestly, I think they have a certain belief in Keaton, and I think they probably would just go with him and not try to shake the lineup and the rotations up too much, because I think Quinn Snyder has the rotations to a point where he likes it. So I think they just throw Keaton in that role, if I'm honest. I know it doesn't sound great, but I honestly think that's where they go.
I think back to the Kobe Bufkin trade, and I'm like, dude, this has got to be worst-case scenario as far as that goes, because you're like hoping Kobe can develop into something.
If they want Kobe, they can just go pick him up. I mean, he got released.
Did he?
So.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man.
I will say this, though, and of course, everybody's body is different, and everybody responds to things differently, and all those sort of things. But the way Trey was moving after he got hurt, the way he was able to bounce around a little bit, and he did go back in the game for a very short period of time, but he did go back in the game and try to play through it.
Yeah,
that makes me feel like it is just a sprain. Now, again, we don't know how bad the sprain is, but it does make me believe that there is the ligaments, ACL, MCL, probably are intact, and it is just a bad sprain. So I feel optimistic because of what I saw after Trey got hurt, but still, it is very scary.
I feel like running the point in basketball in the NBA has got to be the maybe the worst position in sports to have an ACL sprain.
Mm. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're just not cutting hard. You're not doing, like, that's rough. Like, I feel like some sports you can get away with an ACL sprain. That ain't one of them, and that definitely ain't the position.
No. And especially with Trey's game, too. I mean, his game is so predicated on, you know, obviously, a lot of people talk about Trey's range and his shooting, but his game is very much predicated on being able to take somebody off the dribble, break them down, get by them, and get to the rim with that float or kick it out to the perimeter. His game is very much predicated on that, too.
So early in the season for this to be happening.
I know, dude.
Way too early.
It just, ugh.
Well, in other news, the Falcons will play the Patriots this weekend. They will go on the road, head up north to the crispy, crispy air up there. Pre-game with Mike and Bo starts at 11 on 92.9 The Game. We did hear from Raheem earlier, but you two have been looking at the matchups. Where's your eye going right now?
They got good players, but I think what's crazy to me about it is they have good players that have not been great in other systems, to be honest, that are really playing hard and at a high level. And I know that, you know, I know, Bo, you were watching Robert Spillane. I'll let you touch on him as well, but I just look at some of these other guys and, you know, Christian Ellis is a guy. I know Caden talked about him, and I think he was on Dukes and Bell yesterday talking about his brother. This is a guy that you just – like, all these players have been other places. Aside – and Milton Williams, remember, we wanted Milton Williams in the offseason. Milton Williams is a guy, obviously, that, you know, we wanted, so it's not like that was a bad thing. He's been multiple places. But some of these other guys – we talked about Jaylen Hawkins yesterday, Carlton Davis. Like, you've kind of got all these players. It's a mismatch. And all of a sudden, they play with Mike Vrabel, and they're a pretty good unit, pretty good group.
It'd help if I turn my mic on. They're doing things that you know, he's got guys that he's had before too. I mean, Robert Spillane is a guy that was in Tennessee at one point in time. But like, I saw him; they're using him, and he was moving all over the field from that middle backer spot. It was kind of crazy. I didn't realize that he had the range that I saw him have. You know, Harold Landry's a guy. Where'd he come from? Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Milton Williams is a guy up front that literally was probably the best defensive interior player that Philadelphia had last year. Jalen Carter was great. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Jalen Carter was great. But go back and look at last year and who would, you know, you can say that Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and Milton Williams all played off each other. Milton Williams was a splash guy last year.
Yeah, I agree.
As we were talking about, you know, Falcons offense versus Patriots defense, I do want to play some audio from Zach Robinson. He spoke with the media yesterday, and he did talk about the criticisms that were too predictable.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, again, I can't answer for that. You know, I think we have plenty of good stuff that we put on tape. Obviously, we talk to opposing coaches after games, and we get intel from them, and they give us some good feedback in terms of, you know, the difficulty that it can be to defend the scheme. Now, again, if we have the results that we've had the last couple of weeks, we scored 10 points, of course, you're going to be susceptible to the outside noise. So we know we have a ton of different mixtures in the run game, pass game. We've got good complements to everything that we do. Again, nothing has really changed from the times we've played well. You know, it just so happens we've had, you know, a couple bad games that have kind of watered that down.
I have thoughts.
Share.
Well, and here's the thing. And I know that a lot is made of, hey, we got to play better up front. There's no question this offensive line has got to play better. They've not played up to their standard. I guarantee you when they go in the film, they're sick to their stomach. But there's also this thing where I'm listening to Zach talk, and he's talking scheme. He's talking, you know, what other coaches are saying. The problem is that in that moment, the guys that they are trying to block know exactly what you're trying to do. And when that is happening, that is really hard to actually sustain a block. That's why you see the stuff come out that we're 31st, this, that, and the other. So I understand what he's meaning. He's like, hey, just go make your block. Mm-hmm. But in the moment, if you're a defensive lineman and you're lined up across from Matthew Bergeron and you know that every single block in the run game that Matthew Bergeron makes is the same exact block, you're going to be better off trying to defend against that block. Hey, I'm going to string this out a little bit, then I'm going to swim move back to the inside. So I understand what Zach is saying. He's like, well, just go out there and block. You know, it's a difficulty. We got, but when we run this scheme and we run it correctly, it's really, really good. But in the actual inside of that, if I'm a center, it's like Ryan Neusel's got to climb the linebacker. Well, when the linebacker knows exactly what you are doing, when Bijan takes off at a 45-degree angle to his left and all of a sudden he's downhill, then yeah, like I think that's going to be a difficult block. I'm not saying he can't get it done or that he shouldn't get it done, but at the same time, Zach Robinson's got to do his part in trying to help these guys not make the same exact block every freaking time you run the
ball. You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ball. Yeah, I look, I'm not going to disagree with you. You know way more about the schemes, fits, and the tendencies and how hard it is to make these blocks than I ever will. Like, I'm going to listen to what you say about that kind of stuff and take it and use it as a good thought process of what I'm thinking of what I'm going to come with. What I'll tell you is and you know this, and I'm not saying this necessarily to you, but to really everybody, it's obtuse to say it's all Zach's fault. He gets the blame, but last time I checked, the run game coordinator is Dwayne Ledford. Last time I checked, the scheme that we use in the running game is Dwayne Ledford's. So I'm not taking up for Zach or absolving him at all. Please don't take it that way. But I said this earlier in the week. I'm gonna say it again. When they go into that room to game plan, Zach Robbins is in an office in a dark corner with a little desk lamp on, going up, you know, drawing plays up. You know, you've got Michael Petrie, the running back coach, in there. You've got Dwayne Ledford in there. You got T.J. Yates in there. You got D.J. Williams, the quarterback coach, in there. You've got Ken Zampezi, the offensive analyst.
Is he pass game coordinator now, or is that Bourbonich?
That's Bourbonich. Bourbonich, I believe, is the pass game coordinator. All those guys, their job is to do all that together. Now, look, Zach's the guy calling plays, and it falls on him. So I'm not absolving him at any way, and then ultimately, it's his head, just like it's Raheem's head. And Raheem should have his ass in there, too. He should be in there, too, because he's a part
of
this as well.
He's been a pass game coordinator.
He has been a pass game coordinator. He's been a wide receiver coach. He's been a DC. He knows, too, and I'm not saying he's not. I believe they all are, but they got to marry this. The other thing that's really killing this team, as much as you're not getting a rhythm, because you've had the ball to the tune of 49 minutes the last two games. They've had the ball to the tune of 70-plus. Mm. You don't win football games that way in the NFL, and you really don't when you're a rhythm-based offense predicated on the run game.
And I agree. You got to convert on third down. You can't go 3-3 and outs in the first half. Like, that's going to lead to a bad time possession battle.
Well, I know Bo and Mike have more on the Falcons offense, Patriots defense, and we've got more from Zach Robinson as well. So we're going to get back into this. But today I want to remind you to join Dukes and Bell for a special edition of their show as they broadcast live from Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Come on in, stock up for the weekend while joining Dukes and Bell as they preview the week's biggest college and pro football matchups. That's Dukes and Bell live today, 2 to 6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Coming up, we're going to zoom out on the NFL, take a look at Thursday Night Football. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.